It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg boys basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas. A 64-30 home victory over Hampton Dumont Cal here to close the regular season. A chance for you guys coming into this one to kind of take care of business, close the regular season 19-2, and you ultimately did just that going into the playoffs next week in style, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and, you know, we wanted to come out, and, you know, the record-wise they've struggled a little bit, but we wanted to make sure we were intense. And if we get to North Fayette Valley, they got a big kid, so it's good for us to play against Brady Hart, who blocks, feels like everything, and just really good instincts. And for us to have to battle on the glass and do those things, and just to get a win as we finish the regular season before we get in to postseason. But really proud of our guys to get 19 wins. You know, to be 19-2 is a heck of an accomplishment, and I think we just keep getting better. And you know, our goal is to be our best as we get to postseason, and I think we're near there. We didn't shoot it as well tonight as we had been, but, it probably didn't help us not practicing yesterday. So just really good effort by the guys all the way around.
And you had mentioned Brady Haar. I mean, that guy is 6'7". So when it comes to game planning for a guy like him, what's that look like for you guys? Because, I mean, he certainly got his fair share of block shots against you guys here tonight.
That and points. You know, we knew we were going to have to try to double him. And the problem with 6'7", he can still see over top of all of us. And he's actually really good. I was impressed how well he passed it. And their guys knew to cut to that weak side block. And our guards didn't quite get rotated. You know, that's, again, we didn't have the day to practice getting rotated yesterday, and it's a little bit different than what we'd usually have to do. But, you know, all in all, he's a handful without a doubt, and for us to, 64-30 or whatever the final was a good win.
Big picture, again, you finished 19-2 here in the regular season. I know you had a close one with one of the better Class 3A teams with Waverly Shell Rock the other night. But, for this group to, you know, come out here and put together this 19-2 regular season, certainly a great accomplishment for these guys.
Yeah, heck of an effort. But, you know, I'm very confident if people would have put an over-under before going into the year, 19 would not have been the number. They've definitely overachieved. And their work ethic, their togetherness. And it's not just the guys who play, it's the way we practice, and it's the guys playing JV and the varsity reserve guys that maybe don't get a ton of time, and how hard we practice every day prepares us for games. And I think that's, you know, I think we wear teams down with that. And it's been a great group to coach all year. And like we talked in the locker room, though, now that's done. Everybody's 0-0, and it's one game. And, you know, for us playing Waverly was a great game for us to have. A physical, athletic, with a really good scorer for Zell, and it was a tournament atmosphere. And, you know, our guys, we got down 10 in the third quarter, and they didn't panic. They came back, and I think we cut it to 2 at one point, and maybe even tied it. And just a great atmosphere, great game that definitely makes us better.
When it comes to some individuals here tonight, Tyler Wedeking, another standout game for him, led the way with 19 points. 6 of 10 from the field, all from three-point range. Had a streak of three in the row there in the second half. So he helped lead you guys to victory. Caleb Campbell, 16. Benny Waller with 14 as well. Great effort from those three here tonight.
And that's been consistent. You know, I know Tyler was disappointed. I think he was 0-7 against Waverly, and you're not going to see that much. And, you know, yesterday, the beauty of having the small gym where if you have a key fob, you can come in. You know, I saw when I was up here just doing schoolwork, I saw – all but two of our top 10 guys, you know, 10 guys in rotation up, getting up extra shots, and just shows their commitment to this thing right now. And the unselfishness, you know, Benny had an open look, but Tyler just made one or two in a row, and he made the pass, and he could have shot it. But I think that says a lot about the character and the care of our guys for one another.
All right, so a week off here before you open up the postseason, you know, whether it's New Hampton or walk-on coming here, what are going to be the biggest X factors for this team going into postseason play now?
Yeah, you know, we got to keep our momentum. We got to stay hungry, and we'll shore up, you know, some little things just to make sure we're doing what we need to do on the defensive end. We got to rebound it a little bit better, so we'll focus on that, and we'll make sure we continue to get up a lot of shots. You know, that'll be the biggest thing, just so we don't lose that momentum. And that's why I'm glad we played tonight. A week off's plenty of time, but we'll give the guys some good rest this weekend. You know, hopefully tomorrow, hopefully that weather stays off just a little bit Friday so we can get some shots up. It won't be a real long practice. And then Monday we'll worry about us, and then we find out who we play Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday we go.
All right, NFL thoughts here tonight?
Yeah, I just appreciate the fans all year, their support. You know, wish the girls well as they get going, and just a great regular season that we're proud of what we accomplished, and looking forward to, you know, hopefully some more games.
You bet. That's AP Coach Aaron Thomas. Thanks for the time tonight.
Thanks for all your coverage, J-Mo.